It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, Sean Rogers for this one. Sean, we spoke at the start of Burnley review about Harvey Elliott. He was the main talking point, and he takes centre stage again with this selection. Obviously, you weren't on that show, so I'll be interested to get your thoughts. There's a couple of things that strike me when I see him in the team. I think, firstly, I think to myself, God, he must be training out of his skin. Through the week, he must be really impressing. And the second thing, I wonder whether Liverpool wanted to offer an element of unknown and unpredictability, if you like, to Chelsea and give them something to think about. Not just having to think about, obviously, the other way of dealing with the mounds of talent they've got in the squad. But yeah, it was a big call from Jürgen Klopp, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the starting point to this fixture is that he doesn't feel that he can get Thiago, Henderson and Fabinho to start. I think that's the main thing. If this is 4 or 5 weeks on, I don't think, it's subject to availability, I don't think there's a conversation on the start in midfield potentially here. But I think with what went on last season, I think he's not going to take any unnecessary risks with players, I suspect, especially in the first 2/3 of the season. So I think he's obviously made the decision that Thiago's not good for the 90, and certainly to start. Now, you then factor in how unlucky in a way Oxlade-Chamberlain might have been. Because hypothetically, if his missus goes into labour 2 days later, obviously not blaming her, of course, things happen. He may start the Burnley game. But the minute he's taken out of the equation for selection, and who knows, Harvey Elliott may well start that game anyway. But you're then going, okay, I'm not playing Thiago, who am I going to play? And I think Liverpool will probably be looking a lot, not just at Chelsea, but the European Cup final, in the way of how Chelsea set up and made themselves incredibly hard to break down against Manchester City, and also how Chelsea operated under Tuchel through the second half of last season. So I think there's a combination of factors at play to rattle through them. I think you've got one midfield slot available. You know that it's going to be difficult to potentially break Chelsea down. So a bit of unpredictability there. Like you say, yeah, there's no way Harvey Elliott gets near that pitch if he's not training out of his skin, because we know that's where the manager is. This isn't a manager playing political games. So there are some managers that might go, maybe I don't play Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain because I might want to raise money, or I might want to just see if a bid comes in. And if it doesn't, that this isn't a manager, I don't think, that would do that. So I literally think it comes down to, why wouldn't you play Naby Keita then on that basis? Ox missed out the last game. I think there's two sides. One, Harvey Elliott's training and game against Burnley, but I also think Liverpool wanted to target Alonso. I think if Liverpool are looking at that setup, I think they want Salah, Elliott and then Trent to try and attack Alonso, and I think you see that from the opening 10-15 minutes, that sort of combination and rotation between them three is where Liverpool thought probably was the way home. And it's interesting that when the team gets named, which side are Henderson and Elliott going to play? Because ordinarily you think, well, you put Anderson on the right-hand side because that's his role.
Yeah, I mean, Cole Robertson and Firmino come back in, and for me that's a sign that Jürgen Klopp feels like he needs as many of his lads who know this drill as possible for this one. And, you know, it was the first time yesterday I had a bit of a Gini Wijnaldum think. And it's not really come to me before since he's obviously left Liverpool, but it's one of those where you think, you know, he would have been a shoo-in yesterday for that same reason. Elliott's obviously the outlier, but he makes sure he gets his Robertsons, his Firminos on the pitch because they know what is going to be required from him on and off the ball.